Is that person walking towards me? I don't want to start recording and then be talking to my phone. I have a distinct phobia of people thinking I'm insane. Well, I am already insane, but, you know, more insane. Anyhow, hello. I'm in my village. I live in a village, and I've just heard of the news, which I'm not actually allowed to disclose, because I actually shouldn't know. So I'm not going to say, but basically, something's under threat in the village. And I've thought, hang on, it's not a very, you know, villages used to be the village, and you used to live in the village. And you know, not work in the village, but still. There's an apartment building here, which was some kind of general stores. It was, I think it was farm machinery and farm bullshit and farm, back in the early 1900s. Back when this, which is the high street, was a, you know, gravelly track affair. But, it's not anymore. It's, a high street. It's a B road. There we go. Oh, hello. Right. Right, we've got the minutes from the parish council meeting. Oh, Transport Innovation Fund. Guided busway. Falmer post office closed on the 25th of August. Yeah, I know that. Drainage issues. The meeting. Minutes from the meeting. Other matters. Alright. And da-da-da-da. Trees and grass. Future projects. New set of swings on the butts. Okay. Public meeting for Imperial War Museum and the contact details. Right, okay. Oh, and a notice about two individuals in a white transit van on the pretext of buying scrap metal. If they are around and if you approach them, they should not be approached. Call 999 immediately. Anyhow, I'm basically thinking about becoming some kind of politician. Before you all stop booing and hating me. I know you already hate me. But it's a bit of a sad state, the village. It's got two pubs. There's one there, one there. One of the pubs closed down about, oh God, 5-6 years ago. And recently, in the last couple of years, it's been turned into an Indian, I think. The Tack Deer. But there's no central village hub anymore. There was a post office, which was a post office and stores, you know, like general little tiny convenience store, down here, which I'm actually going to now to go and buy some cat food, next to the village, the village, primary school, that's the one. But, the post office closed because post office didn't want it there because it's a sub branch, and there's a nearby sub branch in Foxton, which is just ridiculous. You know, it's a full 3 miles away, so and everybody has cars, and everybody should use their cars, so therefore you don't need a post office. There's still post boxes, there's still collections and deliveries, luckily. We still get post delivered, which I guess we should thank for that. Oh dear, it's 3:08. And, this means, primary school children are going to come out of school in, 8 minutes, so I better hurry up with the post office. Stores. Anyway, so I'm thinking about becoming a parish councillor, or whatever you call them. Anyway, so that's that. And, this village should become a village again, with a village centre, and, shops, and amenities. And people should stay at home and stay in their village more and work from home. And then we wouldn't have so many cars on the roads as well. That's a good thing.